Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We certainly know the context, we know the background. The question is really what happens now. Firstly, Lorraine Schroger, head of King David High School. Very good morning and welcome to you. Certainly couldn't have been an uncomplicated week that you've just had.
Hi, can you hear me, Howard?
Yes, perfect.
It's been interesting.
to quote the Chinese curse. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lorraine, when I listened to that leaked conversation between you and the head of school at Rodine, it was almost as though you were so shocked in a way by what she was saying that it took a while to realize what was going on. Was that the case, or were you deliberately just taking it very, very slowly to try and understand the rationale here?
Howard?
Yes, sorry, we can hear you. Can you not hear us?
Yeah, you keep breaking up.
Okay, there we go. Let's hopefully you can hear us. I'm not sure if you heard the question.
When I first spoke to her, and was it a deliberate?
Right, or were you just so shocked at what you were hearing?
No, I wasn't shocked, and I sort of had an inkling about what the call would be about. But I felt it was important that I could hear the full conversation before responding. It was important for me for her to explicitly say what she was saying without me, you know, interjecting her. So even if it came across as a surprise, I really did think that after she had on the Friday booked the call and had said what the context of the telephone call would be, I sort of needed her to say it. I wasn't going to say it for her.
Were you shocked, therefore, by the communication that they sent out, which, as I've said on air, was pure sophistry?
Absolutely. I've just been reflecting on everything, and I think that I've learned many lessons from this, but I just think that one of the main lessons is that we all make mistakes.
Of course.
But and as educators, you know, we always talk about teaching children to take responsibility, to own up, and to name what you've done. And that letter that they sent out absolutely skirted around the real issue. We know that it was a ruse. We knew that there was nothing factual about it, and they were just trying to deflect from what the real issue was.
The fact is that for that alone, showing a value that is of dishonesty, not owning up to a concern, not dealing with issues, that for that alone, never mind anti-Semitism, the school should be up in arms, should be outraged.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I've just seen on the news now that Rodine have called for a town hall meeting tomorrow night. I wish I was an alumni and could go. Mm. But I think that they found themselves in a really precarious situation. I'm not sure that they know how to respond. I never really wanted, and the Board of Education, we were all in alignment that we actually were going to try and keep it out of the media, that we were going to try and amicably sort of deal with it, provided they would own up to it. But unfortunately, it didn't go that way, and this is why we find ourselves in this position.
The absurdity of introducing this type of politics to school is quite unbelievable. As I said a little bit earlier, we would never boycott a predominantly black school because of the actions of the government of Sudan. It because it's absurd, it's racist, it's disgusting. But somehow we see this backpedaling and this trying to distinguish the Jewish case from others. How do you think we deal with this? Because this is very clearly going to be a problem.
Yeah, well, I honestly believe, you know, as I said, I don't think we've had any, you know, in the 2.5 years, we've never really had an issue. I mean, you'd have some child that would be silly and make some anti-Semitic comment, but it's never really been endorsed by the school. I think schools are going to have to look very carefully at the messaging that they give. I believe that certainly ASASA, if you're an independent school, has to play and be very explicit in the rules in terms of their association. Not that they can interfere operationally, but they do have a responsibility, and according to their values, it's one of tolerance, inclusivity, and no racism, no discrimination, no anti-Semitism. And I think that they're just going to have to take responsibility for it.
What would you like to see happen? How does this play out in an ideal world for you and King David?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we need an apology, a proper apology, and to name it for what it is. It is. That's the bottom line. And the second thing that we have deliberated around all the time, should our girls play them again? Shouldn't we? But we've really come to the decision that we need them to play, because this is now just an easy way out for them if we don't play them, because then it really does become a boycott. So those are the two things we're demanding: an apology to the school, an apology to our parenting body, and the honest truth to their parenting body, because it's time that a school like Rodin, who has really moved away from the very values of an Anglican school, made a point. Because I think for me, when parents dictate and the values erode from in a particular school, then you don't really have a school anymore.
But that very much was, even in the conversation, was part of not taking responsibility. It's not me, it's the parents. It's not us, it's the government's
Correct.
Policy. It's Israel.
Correct.
It's everybody
Correct.
But us. I can't imagine Correct. if a parent came to you, or even a few parents came to you, and demanded that you go against King David values, or the values that the school holds very highly, you would say, I would imagine, you would say, I'm really sorry you feel that way. Either accept it, or maybe the
absolutely.
School isn't for your kids.
What nonsense
is that?
I think any head of school is the custodian of the values of the school. And parents have choice. That's the reality. And if parents can't endorse values, the ethos, what we do in a daily life that defines us as a Jewish day school, then parents need to just look elsewhere. We're unapologetic for who we are. And I think that's an important message that needs to go out to every school.
Absolutely.
You want to enroll your kid in our school, these are our values, this is what we stand for, and we will not be pressurized into moving away from that.
What's been the reaction within the high school with the students at King David?
You know, I have to say that we have the most unbelievable student body, resilient, always step up. I mean, it was humiliating for those group of kids
course.
That went to Rodin when nobody showed up. But I think that there's a trust that they know something will be done. Yesterday, after I'd been on 702 and I walked up, there were a group of matrics that were having a maths lesson in a classroom near where my car is, and they all came to the window and were clapping. So they know.
I love your students. They're the best. They really know.
It's in hand. And just on a funny note, I just said, well, I think I'm just going to change the shade of my lipstick. It would be a little darker going forward. But our kids are amazing. And, you know, I think that was so heartbreaking for me when we arrived and our beautiful children all ready for a tennis match and nobody was there. And they just stood there. And I spoke to them, and You know, no child should be humiliated. No child should feel that they're not wanted. I mean, it goes not only at a political level, it goes at a school level. Children need to feel safe. They need to feel inclusive and included. And I think that these are the very important messages that we need to get out there going forward.
Absolutely.
It's been a good learning.
It really has. And I think for all of us, a very, very good lesson in how to handle these very, very difficult situations. I sent Lorraine a message yesterday saying, when I'm big, I want to be Lorraine, because I think she can handle these things a lot calmer than I think I would. But absolutely fantastic, Lorraine Schrock, head of King David. Thank you. Not just for chatting to us, but for the very, very powerful, confident, and moral way in which you are dealing with this.